far. And you know very well where most of the people are going to be.
Mm-hmm. The bottom rung.
Yeah.
So your books weren't that expensive. Well, and our...
Of course, you have to realize that there was a difference, but mm-hmm. then there wasn't that much difference. A pair of shoes was $2. Or a $4 pair of shoes. I can remember when that was outrageous. And then I remember the first $20 pair of shoes that I bought was for my daughter because, I must have been the formal at her senior year. And she wanted shoes to match the formal. They were $20, and I thought that was the most scandalous thing I ever heard. But we got them.
I know.
I don't know if she still has them. I'll have to ask her. I hope to heaven she still has them.
I kept the dress that cost my parents a lot of money for my senior formal. I have it hanging in the back of the closet just because of the mere fact of what it cost my father. So.
Yes.
Do you remember how much tuition was?
Tuition? Yes. I know part of the time there was some of it that was $35. Now, I won't say that it didn't get higher than that toward the end. I don't know. But I do remember something about that $35 stuff. I don't know how come I remember that.
And how did you pay for school?
How did I what?
How'd you pay for school?
It was here. And so my folks had the idea. Now, I'll tell you, if you ever have a family and you're worried about them going to college, the way to get them to go ahead and go to college is to just not even particularly talk about it, just assume when you go to college and so forth. And they just grow up thinking they're going to, because my dad had the idea that his kids, they were going to have a way to earn a living. And if farming wasn't their thing or so forth, he didn't think they had to be farmers. And I think this is the best way to do it. This is the way we raised ours, and they all went through college. My younger son is a doctor. My older son is an electrical engineer. And my daughter was a school teacher. Now, this was all their, that's what their choices were. But we never asked them if they wanted to or anything.
Just assumed.
We just assumed it. Now, maybe your folks did the same thing with you.
Yeah,
that's the only sensible thing.
Went to college, and my baby sister went to college, and my older brother didn't go to college, but he's managing okay. But, yeah, it was just I never thought about not going to college.
That, I think, is a more sensible way. That I know one fellow over here, Kristen Shaw, that is a pretty good friend of ours, and he told me one time about his kids that he had two daughters, is what he had, and he told them that they were going to learn something where they could earn their own way if they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that they're both married, and but they became nurses. Both of them went to nursing school. And they work at the hospital. And they worked some even when they had their kids at home. They each had two kids, I think, yeah. And that he wanted them to be able to take care of themselves. He says, in this world, you need to be able to look out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be able to. And, of course, his idea was if they got a husband, that they could still survive. They said you have to be able to survive. And I just guess that basically we felt that way too. But although I never put it in words until Kristen said that, and I said, boy, Kristen, that you hit right on.
So your folks paid for college then?
Yes, they paid for
it. And then your brother and sister went to college?
Yes.
And did they go here also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So were they teachers?
My sister was a teacher, and she's taught for years. She has one child, and she took some time off. I don't remember just exactly how many years, but a few years off when Anne was born, and so she had her up a little size. And I guess probably until Anne started the school. And Donald also went to college, and teacher training is what he took, because that was what was here. And then also this war in
Korea?
Germany.
Oh, Germany.
Oh, well, no, but no, the war Donald was involved in was the 1957 war. And
the Korean War? Was it the Korean War?
Korea,
yeah. And so when he got out of college, when he graduated, why, he got in the army for Korea, but he spent his, he was drafted, of course, they drafted, were drafting him then. But he spent his time in Germany in the intelligence service. There, that was they just, well, he had graduated from college, and so that's where they put him. And I guess he could type and do all that, and I don't know just why they put him there. And of course his IQ was pretty good, and that probably has something to do with
it. Helps.
And so he was in there, and so he has well, it's pretty interesting. He has some ideas about some of the intelligence stuff.
I bet he does.
But anyway, he was very fortunate, because boy, those boys that went to Korea, they had some bad experiences. That was a dreadful place.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real worry. You never knew whether he was going to stay in Germany, but I guess they liked him in Germany. They kept him there the whole time.
Probably a safer place to be.
Yeah, it was a good place to be by that time. But, and it gave him a chance to see quite a bit of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, we had